brothers in arms, the Kennedys, the Castros, and the politics of murder. By Gus Russo and Stephen Moulton. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Copyright 2008 by Gus Russo and Stephen Moulton. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bloomsbury, USA, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. John Fitzgerald Kennedy assumed the presidency at a remarkable moment in history. The ferocity of World War II was past, and the generation that had fought that war, not the senior officers, but the people in the trenches, felt it was their turn to assume command of America. So when the old warhorse Eisenhower passed the torch to Kennedy, this dashing young political actor was already a symbol as much as he was a man, an emblem of post-apocalyptic resurgence, of a victorious America ready to take responsibility for rebuilding a shattered world. With the help of television, which made him all the more accessible, John Kennedy was the embodiment of the new, modernist America. It was as if this rich, glamorous Navy veteran had been born for the part. He was the youngest man ever elected to the office, and his beautiful wife and children completed the picture of a president ready-built to provide hope for a post-war world. The sense of near predestination that attended Kennedy made his assassination that much more shocking. The man had survived World War II only to be gunned down in full view riding in a convertible on a sunny American street. That last Kennedy footage, the portrait of you...